Eclipse Aerospace, working to realize the dream of the EA 500. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The Eclipse 500 saga is a dramatic story, with some very tough plot twists. In September of last year, a new group called Eclipse Aerospace picked up what was left of the original Eclipse Aviation and has defied naysayers by moving forward with its business plan. ANN CEO and editor-in-chief Jim Campbell got to talk recently with Mason Holland, chairman and CEO of Eclipse Aerospace, about the company's progress and plans.
Mason, the last time we had much to do with Eclipse was, well, not the best of times, to say the least. It's been through a turbulent genesis, but there seems to be some opportunities now that the dust has settled, and the aircraft seems to be under a more than, more conservative approach than we've seen before, and with a positive direction. So what's the future of the Eclipse?
Well, you know, the future of the Eclipse is really bright, Jim. I mean, we're excited. I mean, we're so fortunate to be the new custodians of the Eclipse EA 500 jet aircraft. I mean, the prior company built and designed a fantastic aircraft, and unfortunately, some market conditions and everything made it a little problematic. But we're here, we're strong, and we're going to support this product back into production. So we're excited.
Well, it's always been our feeling it was one of the most visionary aircraft we have personally seen for the light business market, or for the high-end GA market, whichever way you prefer to look at it. And it just had such potential. Will that potential finally be realized?
Oh, absolutely. You know, fleet utilization of the 260 planes that are out there flying is, you know, tripled since we took over last September. We've got parts and service back in place. We're making plans for production. We're selling refurbished aircraft. And people are enjoying the economical efficiency of an Eclipse jet. It is the most efficient form of jet travel in the world today.
Well, I had a fella it was funny, we were at a little country flying, a bunch of tail draggers, a bunch of this and that, and an Eclipse owner had to come over and bend my ear because he was bragging about a flight that he had made recently. This was an old, if I recall, he was a DC-10 captain and retired and so forth, and he was just going on and on about his numbers, and that's the thing that is so compelling about this aircraft. All the numbers that were spouted in the beginning, everybody said, no, can't be done, can't be done, can't be done. The airplane's realizing those numbers.
We are performing to the book and performing to the numbers that were published, and that's very exciting. And that's why we're so proud of this product, and again, fortunate to really be able to operate it and sell it and get it out into the marketplace. So we're very excited about the future.
Let's talk about the cardinal aspects of aircraft ownership, the things that you're concerned about: training, insurance, maintenance, and overall parts support. How are those issues being addressed right now?
Well, I'll start with the latter, the parts support. We now have all the parts in full support and available for the aircraft, so we're excited about that. That was our first and highest priority thing. Training support is now back in place. We've now moved the simulators from Albuquerque, New Mexico to SimCom down in Orlando, Florida, and they're doing a stand-up job. They've agreed on a long-term commitment to stand up the simulators, upgrade them to the current functionality of the plane, and to support simulator use. And what that does is that brings us into the insurance arena. And now the insurance companies are saying this is the safest jet engine ever, or jet plane ever introduced to aviation. And it's all because of the training program and the simulator training. And now that the simulator training is back up and running, the insurance companies are back writing policies on this and insuring this plane at reasonable pricing. So we're excited about that as well. So I think I touched on all your issues there.
You did indeed, and very well, by the way. You've been at this for a little bit, haven't you? As I understand, there's airplanes in the pipeline that you are going to complete and put up for sale.
Yes. Right now what we're doing is we have some planes we've bought back from the secondary market. We've refurbished them. We've added all the upgrades and modifications that weren't complete by the prior company, such as FEAKI, flight into known icing, the ability for coupled autopilot to GPS approaches, things of that nature. Back up to 41,000 feet in this plane, which we're excited about. That's a big deal. And we're selling those as what we call the Total Eclipse, which is the finished product. And we're real excited to sell this back into the market with full factory warranty support, which is what our new owners want to see.
How is the market right now with the used aircraft that are out there? I've talked to a number of folks who basically said that, you know, this airplane is going to leave out of my cold, dead hands. They're just absolutely, you know, over the moon with what they've had with the airplane overall, even despite, you know, some hard times. But what's the sales market like right now? For a while, the numbers were really depressed, but from what I've seen lately, they seem to be coming back up.
Yeah, the pricing of the Eclipse, and specifically the used market, since we've started supporting the product again, is probably up close to $500,000 for aircraft, which we're real excited about. That's 25% of the value of the plane. The market in general, though, is soft, as you know. The used plane market, we got up to 22% rate of planes for sale on the used market there worldwide, and that's trickled down to in the 17% range now. And there's a little bit of softness in the market. We need to get back to that 12% worldwide used market fleet for sale type number, and then we'll start to see the rebound. But it's getting there pretty quickly. So the nice thing is the Eclipse is at the lowest point of the value chain. So we have a lot of jet owners on the higher side that have these $4, $5, and $6 million planes that are stepping into an Eclipse just due to the efficiency and the cost structure of an Eclipse. They can get just where they want to be, and instead of carrying around a bunch of empty seats. So there's a great place for us in the market. It's not for every mission, but it is for the majority of missions that most people travel across the country and across the world.
Hitting the numbers is great, but what about plans for the future? More in a moment with Mason Holland of Eclipse Aerospace. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN CEO and Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell is talking with Eclipse Aerospace CEO Mason Holland about the future of the Eclipse 500.
Now, how do you envision developing the airplane from here overall, before we even get into a production question?
Well, we're going to continue to add functionality. I have 25 full-time engineers working on design and development issues. We're going to continue to improve the product. That goes right across the board from avionics to in-flight entertainment systems in the back of the plane. We're going to add it as feature-rich as possible. We're just adding a satellite telephone system into the plane. We'll be adding, we've added all the XM weather and things of those features to the plane. And more and more technology for the passenger comfort and for the pilot comfort and for the safety overall of the aircraft. So we're focusing on that continual improvement as we march towards production.
What's the relationship like right now with Pratt & Whitney?
Fantastic. I will tell you, that company is phenomenal. They came to us weeks before we acquired the company and said, we hear that it sounds like you guys are going to be the heir apparent, and we just want to tell you we're here to support you, we're here to help you, and we're proud of our engine, and we want it on more planes. So they've been fantastic with Luke and all the guys up there at the Pratt & Whitney team. I just can't say too much about them.
Well, it's a magnificent little engine. I can't say that I've ever flown anything quite like it.
Yeah, I mean, the engine's fantastic. You know, we find it on several different planes right now in the 600 series, and I want to see more of those engines out on all different types of products because I really do believe it's the engine of the future.
Finally, the obvious question, production. What's the process, and if I could, and I realize it's kind of putting you in the corner here, what's the timeline look like?
Well, I don't mind being asked the question because I won't answer it. But I'm good there.
Good try,
yeah,
though.
But it was a good try. But no, we're going to bring the plane back into production. We're working on. We got a couple things. It's not money that's the problem. We've got to get the supply chain back in shape, which we're doing a very good job with. We've got some new parts that need to be certified again and up to date. So we're working on those challenges. Market demand needs to come back as well too. Just in the overall market, we know how the economy is right now. We've kept the factory ready to go. We have 500,000. Square feet of production space exactly the way it was left the day that production stopped, and I can turn it back on at any time. So we will produce the plane again, and it won't be in the not too distant future.
Let me add one other question, if you don't mind. The relationship between the FAA and Eclipse got pretty rocky at various points when outside factors really created a political maelstrom. How is the relationship now between Eclipse Aerospace and the FAA?
I think it's good. I mean, they see we're the new kids on the block. We want to do things the right way. I think the old company actually did things the right way as well, too. I think they were just doing things very, very fast, and it was a game-changing opportunity for both sides. So I don't know that it was quite as tumultuous as everybody thinks, but at the end, Eclipse did very well through that whole process. But they've been very supportive. They're active with us, and they're visiting our shop, obviously, often, and we're visiting with them, and we keep an open dialogue, and they want to see Eclipse succeed with us, so I think it's good.
Well, we look forward to seeing a whole lot more Eclipses in the air, as well as continue to get these stories from the owners, because the bragging rights are just fun to listen to.
We're here to stay, and we're going to have a lot of fun with this plane, so look forward to talking to you for many months in the future.
Mason Holland is the chairman and CEO of Eclipse Aerospace. Find out more at www.eclipseaerospace.net. Jim Campbell is ANN's CEO and editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.